It's obviously very early days in terms of my mentoring program, but I'd like to get to, you know, when Tony asked me to help out in terms of the overall mentoring program here in Tyrone, very happy to help out. You know, probably in, it's going to incorporate maybe 5-6 visits up during the year. So, you know, today is probably the first real big visit, which is obviously the GAA conference, and myself and Paddy are here today. So, you know, as I said, really, you know, the GAA, it is all about participation and trying to ensure that, you know, you know, I think in hurling and in football, we've got two great games that allows, you know, kids to play a game 2-3 times a week, really enjoy what they do. And, you know, I think it's hugely, hugely important for society in general. And I think really it is just about trying to increase participation with the kids, and also make sure that the coaches are able to run a good session for those kids when they come along.
It's difficult to prioritize in a county like Tyrone that is so football centred.
Yeah, listen, I mean, football is number one game. I mean, I don't think the GAA has loads of competition from other organisations. I don't think there's any competition within the organisation. I think, you know, obviously, you know, Tyrone as a county has been hugely successful in football over the last number of years, and will continue to be a stronghold in that game. But I think, you know, if you look at the Tipperary model, I guess, you know, there's a significant amount of investment going into football in Tipperary. And, you know, I guess while the Tipperary seniors won the All-Ireland hurling final, you know, the Tipperary minors last year went on and won the All-Ireland football final, you know, because there's loads of kids. I mean, at the end of the day, an inter-county panel generally consists of 30 players, you know. So I mean, if there's an opportunity where maybe there's 30 others that can play another game, you know, I think there's always space. You know, as I said, the GAA, there's loads of kids, there's loads of opportunities for them to play both games. And clearly, you know, this isn't about trying to make hurling the number one sport in Tyrone. This is about making it an option for kids to participate and play. And I think that's really the box you're trying to tick.
It is important to start at the grassroots level, though, isn't it? And that's where Tyrone really are starting again.
Yeah, I think it is important. You know, you got to start young. You got to get them enjoying. You know, I mean, you know, a hurley, I guess it is a little bit more technical. I mean, in football, you know, you kick it and it's the ball. But, you know, getting used to this to that 20-inch hurley, you know, it is a bit different, and it does require a little bit more of technical skill, and it also requires a little bit more technical knowledge for coaches. And I think really that's what we're saying, is that let's make sure that we equip our coaches to allow them to be able to run the, as I said, the training sessions, and ensure that the kids have the tools that allows them to be able to use it in the best possible way. And as I said, it is really all about the enjoyment of playing sport. I think, you know, you hear talk about obesity and all these things that are going on. Well, I mean, if you're playing hurling and football and these games week in, week out, then, you know, you don't have anything to worry about in that factor.
And the Tyrone senior side obviously progressing well in the Larry Maher Cup competition. Important for the senior team to be doing well and for the profile.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're very unlucky not to get over the line in Croke Park last year. But, you know, they have made a great start again this year. And, you know, as I said, I had the pleasure of training them on one occasion already this year. And, you know, in terms of commitment, in terms of effort, in terms of skill level, I was absolutely blown away by the quality of work that they do up there. So I'm in no way surprised to see them being very, very competitive. And, you know, hopefully 2012 will be their year. And as I said, all things like that are a big help. But for me, it really is about just trying to increase the participation and make sure that the kids get an opportunity to play hurling in their schools, and making sure that, as I said, they get a chance to enjoy what I consider to be a fabulous game.
And one more final question, Liam, in terms of the Ulster Championship, just four teams involved in the Ulster Senior Hurling Championship, a step back maybe from the 8-team participation over the last couple of years. Is that maybe a disappointment?
Yeah, but, you know, as I said, you know, I think you've got to look, you know, that really is about, that doesn't happen over 1 year. I mean, that's something that you got to build over a number of years. So, I mean, if that continues to be the case for the next 2 or 3 years, I think really where if you want to change the participation in sports, you've got to start at young kids. You've got to start at the 8 to 10-year-olds and get them playing. And I think really what mentoring is about, it is really about making sure that, you know, you increase the participation at youth, which means obviously you're going to increase the people that will continue to play sport and the game of hurling on into their later years. So you would like to think that over time you get to a situation where the funnel is much bigger and there's far more kids that get the opportunity to put on a county jersey. And I think, you know, that's a very, very proud moment for any kid, whether it's a hurling jersey or a football jersey. And I think you want to create those opportunities for kids. And as I said, hopefully they enjoy that journey right throughout their sporting careers.
And there's a great crowd here today in Ballinamone.
Yeah, I think always, you know, there's you know, I mean, at the end of the day, kids want to play. You know, they want to be out, they want to about. And, you know, when you think about the competition you get from the Wii's and all these other game PlayStations and game stations and everything else that you have, I think there's nothing like the fresh air. It's a gorgeous day here in Killyclacker. I'm sure there'll be a nice turnout. And as I said, it's a journey. But you know, there's no doubt about it from talking to Kieran, the county chairman, and to talk to the people involved in hurling. They are very anxious that, you know, to try and create a platform where kids can, you know, participate on a regular basis in the game of hurling and enjoy what they do.